Good morning. This is Sunday, the 9th day of June, 2019. We've heard from our Creator already and the Holy Spirit as we do every day. And now we look forward to hearing from the Spirit of Jesus inasmuch as He promised to come every Sunday to us to tell us something He wants us to think about this coming week, to ponder. And so we open to the Spirit of Jesus and know He is in us and we are in Him. And we can hear Him if we be still and listen. And so we say, Jesus, we're ready whenever you are.
I am with you. Hear me. For those who are willing to open their ears, hear me. For those of you who are willing to open your heart, feel my presence with thee. For those of you who are willing to walk in faith, reach out your hand right now and take mine as we make our way together into the gift of this new day. The Holy Spirit is with you. Do not neglect this gift sent to you directly from God. The Holy Spirit is with you. Do not let the wisdom sent to you directly from God go unused. Call on the Holy Spirit of God within you. Ask for guidance. Ask for enlightenment about something that is puzzling you, concerning you, or worrying you. Ask which way you should go. Ask, and you shall receive. In the asking for guidance, you are assisting in the fulfillment of the promise. My promise. I promised to send another counselor. I said when I return home, I will ask our Father to send someone, the Spirit that will guide you. Many of you recall that I said the world will not recognize the counselor within you. Because this guidance will come from within. It will not be obvious to the world, except through your words and actions. And through your words and actions, they will know that you have been led by the hand of God. The hand of God, we know, is the Holy Spirit of God. Ponder on this. Sit quietly and reflect upon the great gift you have been given. Without even asking, it was given. Now, it is your turn. You've received the gift. Show gratitude. Be thankful. And how can you show gratitude and be thankful? By using the gift. Do not be afraid of the gift. Do not be afraid to ask the question. Do not be afraid to embrace the answer. Do not be afraid at all. When I had fully returned home, those I loved shook with fear. They felt a tightness in their chest. They sweat fear. For they had seen what had been done to me and felt it was their destiny as well. They could not move. Some could not speak. But they stayed together as best they could. And the promise I made came to them. And as an outward sign, so they would all see and know, the tongues of fire set aglow, shining over them. And when the Holy Spirit moved into them, those who had cowered in fear stood straight in the light of God, with the wisdom of the Holy Spirit within them. They understood. The body is temporary. The spirit is eternal. Deliver the message you know is true. And the Holy Spirit will guide you through all things. Fear left them. They were filled with the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. Do not be afraid, because you are filled with the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. All you have to do is use the gift as it has been given unto you from God, the creator of all things, the perfect and eternal parent.